Gittin Per Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. This Mishnah really is very similar to the previous, in as much as we're having a husband appoint a shaliach to deliver his get to his wife. However, the case here is where the get is being brought over the border, and therefore the shaliach has to declare b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, which makes more complicated. What do we do if the shaliach, again we'll call him Mr. A, is unable to carry out his shlichus? Because even if he would be permitted to appoint Mr. B, the shaliach, to carry out the rest of the mission, that Mr. B couldn't declare b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So what do we do? So again, let me say it outside first, then we'll see inside the Mishnah. The idea is like this. The same rules of the previous Mishnah apply, so this Mr. A cannot appoint Mr. B as a shaliach unless he himself is now facing circumstances beyond its control. But in such a scenario, he can appoint Mr. B, and because we're assuming that the husband would want the wife to get it, that's why he sent the shaliach in the first place. And since Mr. B won't be able to declare b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, what Mr. A does is, when he arrives, let's say, for example, the get is being delivered from New York to Yerushalayim, and halfway through the trip in London, so Shliach A now becomes incapacitated. So what does he do? He'll convene a Bezdin in London. And at the Bezdin, he will declare in front of that Bezdin, b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. So he's made his declaration to a Bezdin, and then the Bezdin will appoint a Shaliach to carry the Shlichus further, to deliver the get on their behalf, not on the behalf of the husband anymore, but on behalf of the Bezdin to the wife in Eretz Yisrael. So that's basically the solution, because then when Mr. B, the Shliach, arrives in Eretz Yisrael, he no longer has to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Instead, he can simply say, I'm acting as a Shliach on behalf of the Bezdin. And the Bezdin is the one who authorizes get to be delivered, and they are the ones who are standing behind the otherwise would be claim of it having been written and signed Lishma, because that was they ascertained that fact by getting the declaration of the b'fanei nechtam from Shaliach number A. So that's the basic gist of our Mishnah. Now, let me just continue to speak out how that would play out in real life before I see the Mishnah inside. So just like from the beginning of the Masechta, we saw that the Shaliach, when he delivers his get, he has to be in front of two witnesses to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, because the three of them constitute, therefore, a Bezdin. It's him, the delivery guy, Mr. A, plus two other people. So that makes a Bezdin of three. Now, here it would be similar, that if Mr. A gets to London, he could get two other people. Those people could either be just randoms, and then the three of them, so to speak, appoint this Mr. B as a Shaliach, who's not part of the three. Or it could be Mr. A, Mr. B, and a third person, and that three Bezdin, A declares in front of the other two, b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and then the three of them appoint this Mr. B, who is one of their three, to continue on delivering this get to Eretz Yisrael. Now, those are all fine. Obviously, if the Shaliach, Mr. A, is not able to count as part of a Bezdin, for example, let's say he's not Mr. A, let's say he's Mrs. A, so since Mrs. A can't be part of a Bezdin, so then she would need to get three people together. One of those three could be Mr. B or not, declare in front of that Bezdin b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and then the Bezdin would send on a Mr. B to deliver this get as their shaliach to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the Mishnah outside. Into the Mishnah says, Hamevi get memedinas hayam, if a person's delivering a get from overseas, from New York, on his way to Eretz Yisrael, v'chala, and then this Mr. A delivery shaliach becomes unwell and unable to deliver the get, osa vezdin umeshalcho. He would convene a bezdin there, halfway, I'll call it in London, and then from there they would send on this Mr. B to deliver the get. V'omer lefnehem, and he, this Mr. A, would declare in front of the bezdin that he established there in London, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, this get was written and signed in front of me, fulfilling that requirement. And then the Mr. B will be sent on as an emissary of that Bezdin. Ve'en ha'shaliach ha'achron, this second agent, this Mr. B, does not tsarich shiomar. He has no need to say b'fane nechtam u'fane nechtam. He doesn't have to make such a declaration. Of course, he can't make such a declaration. But ela omer, instead, what he says is shaliach based in ani. I'm acting as a shaliach, an emissary, an agent of the Beis Din Bank in London to deliver this get to this woman in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he has no need to say b'fane nechtam u'fane nechtam, and the Beis Din would accept it based on that testimony, and the signatures would stand on their own, as if he had said b'fane nechtam, if he was a single agent, original agent, and therefore the woman would be divorced, and there's no requirement anymore for further checking, and if the husband would dispute the get, we wouldn't listen to him.